laying in my bed, and I noticed in the metal bunk above me something scribbled. And it read, "This report, read Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." You see, the most hopeless point in my life, God was using words penned by a prophet thousands of years ago to a rebellious nation to tell me that regardless of who I was and what I had done in the past, He still has a plan for me. I had no idea what His plan was going to take me, but God gave me enough faith, enough strength to get through that one day, and the next, and the next. My transformation was gradual. God was convicting me of my dependency. The most obvious was drugs. But within a few months, God completely delivered me from that. But the last thing that I was holding on to was my sexuality. As I was reading the Bible, I couldn't get around the fact that God loved me. But I also came across those passages that seemed to condemn that core part of who I thought I was, my sexuality. So I went to a prison chaplain, and I asked him his opinion on this issue. And to my surprise, this prison chaplain actually told me that the Bible does not condemn homosexuality. And he gave me a book to explain that view. So with much curiosity, I took that book in the hopes of finding biblical justification for homosexuality. I had that book in one hand and the Bible in the other. And from a human perspective, I had every reason in the world to accept what that book was claiming. But God's Holy Spirit convicted me that those assertions from that book were a clear distortion of God, His Word, and His unmistakable condemnations against homosexual behavior. I couldn't even finish the book, and I gave it back to the chaplain. So I turned to the Bible alone. I went through every verse, every chapter, every page of Scripture looking for justification for homosexuality. I never found any. So I was at a turning point and a decision had to be made. Either abandon God and His Word to live as a gay man by allowing my feelings to dictate who I was, or abandon homosexuality by freeing myself from my feelings and live as a follower of Jesus Christ. My decision was clear and obvious. I chose God. The days of abstinence passed, I realized that my sexuality is not the core of who I am. See, I always told myself before that God loves me unconditionally and He doesn't want me to change. But really, unconditional love is not the same thing as unconditional approval of my behavior. My identity should never be defined by my feelings. My identity should not be defined by my sexuality. My identity is not gay, or homosexual, or even heterosexual for that matter. But my identity as a child of the living God must be in Jesus Christ alone. God says, "Be holy, for I am holy." I always thought that the opposite of homosexuality was heterosexuality. But actually, the opposite of homosexuality is holiness. And God was telling me, don't focus upon your feelings. Don't focus upon your sexuality. But focus upon living a life of holiness and living a life of purity. Because change is not the absence of struggles. But change is the freedom to choose holiness in the midst of our struggles. Because the ultimate issue is not my struggles, not my sexuality. But the ultimate issue is that I yearn after God in total surrender and complete obedience. As I began to live this life of surrender and of obedience, God revealed His plan for my life, and He called me to full-time ministry while I was in prison. And I knew it didn't matter whether I was in prison or out of prison, because my calling would remain the same, regardless of the location. So with that change of heart, God did another miracle, and He shortened my sentence from 6 years to 3 years, which is almost unheard of in the federal system. So with only a year left, I knew if I was going to continue in ministry, I'd better learn more about the Bible. So I called home to lecture to my parents, and I told them of my interest to go to seminary. And I asked them to mail me an application to Moody Bible Institute. But then there was silence on the other line, because I think they both dropped their phones. They mailed an application to me, I quickly filled it out, but I realized I needed references. The only references I could find in prison was a prison chaplain, a prison guard, and another prison inmate to write my references. So, amazingly, Moody actually accepted me. So, I graduated from Moody in 2005. I went on to get my master's in biblical exegesis in 2007. I'm working on my doctorate now at Bethel Seminary in St. Paul. And now God has such a sense of humor because I'm back at Moody's teaching in the Bible department. So I went from prisoner to professor. Only God can do that. Incredible honor to co-write a book with my mother. It was released just last year called Out of a Foreign Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope. And we have some available for you here at the outside. If we could I apologize for not speaking Chinese. By the way, this is my mom. But this next part, I want to have it translated. This will be talking about a Christian response to homosexuality.